Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 4 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. It is a clear night across Israel, with mild temperatures making for comfortable conditions. Tel Aviv is enjoying a cool breeze, while Jerusalem remains calm under a clear sky. Haifa also sees a gentle night, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, earlier today, the first test of the agreement with Iran is not about nuclear issues, but Lebanon as technical talks in Switzerland approach amidst tension on the northern front. Also, the Times of Israel reports that despite a truce, the IDF struck Lebanon earlier today following repeated Hezbollah attacks with at least 27 casualties reported. Also this hour, Axios reveals Iran is closing the Strait of Hormuz over Israeli attacks on Lebanon, marking the first crisis with the U.S. after this week's deal to end the war. Separately, JNS notes that Israel remains steadfast as U.S. pressure increases to accommodate Iran, highlighting its role as a crucial ally and defender of human rights. And finally, JTA reports President Trump stated Iran can have some ballistic missiles and billions of dollars, but must abandon its nuclear ambitions, defending his controversial deal. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global posted just minutes ago that as talks between the US and Iran begin, Tehran accuses Israel and the US of ceasefire violations, but still sends its delegation to Switzerland. Open Source Intel, an analyst account, wrote just now that President Trump criticized the vandalism of the reflecting pool, emphasizing the historical significance and damage caused. Joe Truesman, an observer of conflict dynamics, mentioned that Hamas-affiliated channels are claiming a Hamas member was part of a staged hostage release ceremony. Now for more on those stories, starting with the first test of the Iran agreement. According to Walla, upcoming technical talks in Switzerland between the US and Iran are overshadowed by growing tensions in the north. These discussions could set the tone for future relations and regional stability. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, Times of Israel reports that despite a recent truce, Israel launched strikes against Lebanon today. This action followed repeated Hezbollah attacks, increasing tensions despite official calls for a ceasefire. The ongoing conflict poses a threat to regional peace and security. Meanwhile, Axios highlights Iran's decision to close the Strait of Hormuz in response to Israeli actions in Lebanon. This closure signifies a significant escalation in tensions between Iran and the US shortly after a deal to end the ongoing conflict. The international community watches closely given the strait's importance to global oil supply. In a related development, JNS points out that Israel continues to stand firm as the US pushes for concessions to Iran. As a key ally, Israel's steadfastness is crucial for maintaining a balance of power and promoting human rights in the region. Finally, the JTA reports President Trump is defending his deal with Iran, which allows some missile capabilities in exchange for halting nuclear development. The deal has sparked controversy with implications for global security and US-Iran relations. On the economic front, first, CTech reports Israeli creative tech company Artlist plans to cut 200 jobs, about 40% of its workforce, as it shifts to an AI-driven model despite experiencing rapid growth. Separately, Walla Business recounts how Naor Zion wrongly accused the police of car theft, only to find it was seized by the tax authority, highlighting issues with public authority communication. And finally, according to Globes, recent polls suggest political shifts as Eisenkot gains at Bennett's expense, though both coalition and opposition struggle to form a government without Arab parties. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.